Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease and a whole lot of love, you transform 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. LED headlights, spoilers, whatever you need. eBay Motors has it at affordable prices. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride every time. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
So, is this on?
Be who you are, say how you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter, they don't mind. Do you know who said it? Do you know who said that?
Who said it?
The Cat in the Hat.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong with Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Woohoo! Be a Patreon and get stickers and mugs.
Yes, look at that nice coffee mug.
Sorry, look, I came right out of the gate and I'm just selling out, yeah. Right?
I mean, for God's sakes, I
came right out of the gate.
Let me just take a sip of some coffee.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. Oh, fuck, it's so hot. It's so hot.
Oh, it's not hot.
It's not. Oh, my God. I mean, yeah, you can see that at patreon.com/ What's Wrong with Wrestling? Yeah. Worst botch of all time.
Yeah.
Oh, worst promo botch. We have two brackets for that.
Fix my hat.
Oh, yeah, that's a really nice hat you have.
Beautiful
there.
New nice hat.
Welcome to the What's Wrong with Wrestling infomercial.
Merch edition.
Clearly. It's too bad we're not wearing any shirts.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah. But at least I wear a hat.
We're coming off the very pay-per-view of Money in the Bank.
Meh in the bank.
It's another reason why this podcast exists. If you've never listened to us, this podcast was made because they didn't give the Money in the Bank briefcase to the right person. They don't let the right person win the Rumble. They don't like the right person win the title, Cody Rhodes. They don't let any of this happen. If LA Knight would have walked out to start Raw with the Money in the Bank, the place would have lost their fucking mind.
Oh, yeah.
And look, I'm not a huge LA Knight guy, but look, I mean, Dolph Ziggler was a poor man's Shawn Michaels, and I liked him. He's a poor man's Rock, and I'm starting to really like him. And again, the crowd is like, this guy's about to explode a little push, and he will literally be the main guy. Yeah. He has that feel to him right now.
Yeah.
And all they had to do is give him this case and have him flirt with, like, they would cheer if he took it from Seth.
But no, they gave it to the guy that lost to Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
Right.
He's an idiot. Yeah.
Even though, you know, like the same, I'm not a huge LA Knight fan. You know, I think he's okay. Sometimes he's cringy. But you have to acknowledge that he is over.
He's over.
And that's the difference between Vince McMahon. Vince didn't like Ziggler, but he was over. And he never acknowledged that.
Damian Sandow, Rusev.
Rusev and Elias were so white hot.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And even just because Vince didn't like them, you know, he went nowhere with them.
Correct.
But it's like, yes, I acknowledge that people love LA Knight right now, so of course they should push him.
Yeah.
That's how this shit works. Right. If the majority of the crowd loves one guy, that should be your star.
Like, it seems like lately they've been rewarding the guy who does the celebrity work.
Yes.
Like, you think about Sami Zayn and his feud with Johnny Knoxville.
Right.
You're like, how do you go any lower than this?
Oh, my God.
And, I mean, he went all the way to the top.
Well, that was even more humiliating because it was a jackass, goofy match.
Right.
Where, you know, he got pinned by a mousetrap that didn't work.
Yeah.
You know, like, at least Priest fought Bad Bunny in this street fight that was actually really entertaining.
Well,
it had,
all
like,
the
30 people interfere.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. I wonder if they were like, hey, Sammy, Because Sammy comes and goes, hey guys, look, kind of like CM Punk and Cody, like, I'm deuces. Like, that was a great match. I'm out of here. They go, we have something for you. Just take a look at this and tell me what you think.
Right.
Ooga, I'm staying.
Right. There was an idea to bring a group of people together.
Right. I mean, yeah, when Damian Priest cashes this thing in, I just can't see him being the champ for long.
Right.
If he does.
And they're setting him up like the face of this broken faction, too.
Yeah.
Where you're like, wait, there's a face champion. And he's going to take it from a face champion as a face?
Yeah.
No.
Even that's kind of like, eh.
Well, here, look, it seems like we're kind of jumping the gun here, but it seems it's going to be Balor and Rollins again at SummerSlam. Where SummerSlam, when you think about all the matches, it's like rematch city.
Yeah.
There's so many fucking rematches.
Right.
You know, Cody and Brock. I think I remember looking like the other day and there were like 5 rematches.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like of matches we've just seen.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's not a rematch per se, but I mean, I'm sure it's going to be Asuka, Charlotte, Belair. Which we've seen Asuka and Belair fight. We've seen Asuka
in other words,
and
Charlotte fight. One of these girls has held the title for like 3 years in a row now. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Look, this wasn't my prediction, but, you know, fans... I saw that, you know, fans were saying, like, Priest will win Money in the Bank, Balor will beat Rollins, and then Priest will cash in, and Balor will have another short title reign. It didn't happen in Money in the Bank, but now I'm thinking it definitely happens at SummerSlam.
The way they're going, they have 5 more
because
weeks
Because then it's 7 years to the date,
because it's
SummerSlam. 7 years to the pay-per-view.
To the pay-per-view.
And Balor wins again at SummerSlam, but then Priest cashes in, and somehow that'll make Priest a babyface.
Sure.
I guess.
Unless they're just trying to make Balor
Maybe
face
Balor
again.
Kicks his ass on, like, the go-home Raw before SummerSlam. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not going to out of the group.
I think they're just going to have issues for a while.
But what does Priest do at SummerSlam?
He cashes in.
Like, before that?
Like, that's it?
I don't know. Who do you fight this week? Who do you fight? Shinsuke? You fight Shinsuke.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah.
He doesn't really have to have a match.
No, he doesn't.
Right.
Anyways, we're going to cover Raw. No SmackDown since it was before the pay-per-view. But before we get there, we have to thank 3 new patrons. So thank you to Rashad Law, Speedy McCrab, and Tyler Federline, especially because he did a year sub.
Yo.
Yeah.
Cha-ching. Love to hear it.
You going to stay a while? You want to save some money? Do a year sub at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. It's $5 a month. You can cancel anytime. Or if you want to be like Tyler, do a year sub and save some money.
Save some money.
We got weekly AEW recaps. Man, that show's really bad. It's fun to make fun of. Terrible to watch, but a lot of fun to poke fun at. And then we've also got so many brackets. We just released a bracket.
We did.
In fact, who is the greatest NXT champion of all time, male and females are on there.
Yeah.
Everyone has their different opinions about this.
Tough, though. It was one of the hardest decisions each round. Especially
it was a very, very tough bracket.
Wow.
But, it was also a lot of fun. Go check that out. Patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And also, don't forget, you can get a t-shirt, a hat, or a beanie at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. Wrestling, like this hat right here that he's got.
Or get yourself a beanie, baby.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing just now.
I know.
Okay, whatever. So anyways, Raw opens with, is that from Austin Powers?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
He says, do it a lot. We just do it a lot for some reason.
No, he just says, baby.
Well, yeah, baby. Yeah, sure.
But, you know, beanie, baby. Get a beanie.
Beanie, baby.
Beanie, baby.
Adam Cole's beanie, baby.
Who?
Yeah. So Raw opens with Seth freaking Rollins.
Very ouch.
Seth basks in his glory while they sing his song.
Correct.
Thankfully, he didn't let it go on for too long this time.
Yeah.
And then I guess it was too long.
Not for usual.
Right. Yeah. I guess with pay-per-views, you have a little bit more leeway.
Welcome to Monday Night Rollins.
Even though there's 3 hours to kill.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know.
Of course.
Yeah. Seth recaps Money in the Bank and starts hyping SummerSlam. But he's interrupted by Cody Rhodes. Whoa!
And instead of Seth doing kind of like the, all right, I can acknowledge your talent, he was pissed.
Well, he interrupted him.
I know, but he's a face now. You know what I mean? He's supposed to be like...
He seemed... Well, how would you feel if someone interrupted you while you were talking?
I mean, he seemed
No,
like,
really. How would you feel?
Exactly.
See, you're...
Eric's pissed.
You're a little pissy.
Yeah.
And Eric's a baby face on this podcast.
Yeah, am I though? Just stabs Joe.
Also, oops. It's kind of funny.
And of course, Andrew's like, Vince, like, well, let's finish the show and then we'll call it.
We got to finish the show. People paid for this.
They didn't even call 911 until after the show was over.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. So, no, that was a joke. Anyways, it's kind of funny how the world heavyweight champion Babyface has no pyro. Sure, they sing a song and that's cool and everything. But then Cody Rhodes comes out, pyro, whoa! And then he gets on the ropes, pyro again. He's got two different
pyros. It's like
pyros.
A WrestleMania amount of pyro for Cody.
Right. I mean, it's only him and Roman Reigns that have two different pyros for their entrance, right?
Well, shows you what level Cody's supposed to be on.
Yeah. Seth should at least have some pyro.
Yeah.
So Cody gets to the ring and he says, so... But then...
And you're like, yes!
Chum, 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 chum. And Brock Lesnar's like, so what, bitch? And it was cool because I didn't want to hear him say the line. Yeah, so right. I was so glad.
No, it was such a great moment. It really was.
And it was like full lisp, too. He was like, so.
Right.
So, Cody.
You know, there comes like a moment where you like, you don't really notice the lisp, but then once you hear it, it's all you hear. Like, there's a podcast I listen to, and I'm not going to say it because we don't plug podcasts.
That's right.
But the host, I noticed, like, the other week that she has a lisp.
Uh-huh.
And now all I can hear is the lisp.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, he's gotten better with it. I mean, remember when he first showed up? It was like Mike Tyson was cutting a promo.
Fucker and fuck a fast.
I mean, there's literally a way to fix that, and there's speech therapy, and you're an adult.
Hi, if you never watched Cable Guy.
He must have done some of that, right, to get it better?
You would hope, yeah.
So Cody and Brock brawl for a bit, and Cody hits Brock with a great Cody Cutter. Props to Brock for selling the fuck out of that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Brock sold a move?
It was so... Well, come on.
When he went to do it, I was like, oh, Brock's about to, like, four on him to the back of the head or something.
Yeah. When Brock wants to sell, he's one of the best.
When he wants to, he's very good.
And when it comes to matches... Like, Brock has had some of the best matches ever, but also some of the worst.
Right. Yeah.
Like, some of the best, and then some of just that are just so boring.
Right. Like, you know, if Shawn Michaels has a match with anyone, it's going to be a really good to great match.
Yeah.
And some people, like Goldberg, can't have a good match, where Brock is, I'm going to wrestle to the person who's with me in the ring. If I wrestle with Goldberg, we're going to suck. If I'm with Daniel Bryan, I'm going to be great. Right? Like, that's kind of what he is. Like, all right, who's in the ring with me?
He's adaptable. I would say Goldberg's, you know, it's funny. I would say Goldberg's best match ever was the Brock at WrestleMania, like in 2017. Like the Survivor Series one, their first one was lame when he came back and everything like that. But they had that 5-minute match where it was just carnage.
Yeah, that's true.
Carnage.
But yeah, Brock is weird. I mean, this Cody thing so far, it's been the first match was, oh, Brock's so powerful. I beat him with a roll up. Then he breaks his arm, so the whole match is about Cody's arm, so that was boring.
Yeah.
Maybe they're holding out for the third match.
I mean,
finally
SummerSlam.
Have a normal wrestling match, somewhat normal.
Let's hope. Yeah.
I hope so, but their feud is better than their matches. Mm. But it was an awesome start to the show.
Right.
He hits the Cody Cutter and Brock retreats.
Yeah.
But they do tease Cody going after the World's Heavyweight Championship, too.
Yeah.
Right.
Just because Brock interrupted him doesn't mean...
He's done that multiple times. Remember, he was in that match, and then Brock cost him
that's true.
So
that's true.
I think that's going to be their excuse to why he's not getting title shots, is every time someone's going to interrupt him.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and then anyone else comes out. But
right.
Back to Rollins. He starts to wonder who he'll face at SummerSlam, but then the music hits, and it's the Judgment Day. Yeah.
So there's three of them.
No right. Balor.
There's three of them.
Yeah.
Including Rhea, who can punch.
Yes.
And
they go
and kick.
And they go into the ring.
Yeah.
They've got a foreign object in their hand.
Yes.
Three on one.
Mm-hmm.
Right. All you got to do is just charge him and beat the piss out of him.
Right.
And it's an easy cash in.
Easy. Yeah.
They don't.
No.
They don't do it.
No.
No, no.
We say faces are dumb. Heels are way dumber when it really matters.
Right.
When it really counts. It's like, what are you doing? You've got the numbers.
So Damian Priest.
The numbers game.
Yeah.
Damian Priest explains how the Money in the Bank contract works.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. You know, appreciated that.
Right.
Then Priest and Rhea suggest that Dominic fight Seth tonight. And he gets booed out of the building, of course.
Uh-huh.
And Seth says, you know, this is obviously a trap, but he doesn't care, and he accepts the match.
Dumb face, yeah. There you go.
Okay.
And now Dominic Mysterio is being called Dirty Dom.
And Rhea's even wearing it on her cheek.
Dirty Dom.
She had the words Dirty Dom on her fucking cheek.
And Dutch Mantel tweeted that he's thinking about sue. No, he didn't say he was going to sue, but he just said that they ripped him off because his, like, I guess his name was Dirty Dutch Mantel.
Okay.
Who is who? Bottom right?
What was his name in WWE?
Zeb Coulter.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's Dutch Mantel.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he was like, oh, they're ripping off my nickname.
I mean, Fandango in Impact goes by Dirty Dango. So is he going to sue him too?
Yes. No.
You know, like,
I get it. Yeah.
No, he didn't say he was going to sue. I made that part up. Oh. But he was just, he pointed out, but he did point out that he was like, oh, they're ripping off my name.
Right, right. I mean, anyone could. Like, you don't have a copyright on the word dirty.
Right, I agree. Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, if that's the case, then LA Knight could sue, or The Rock could sue LA Knight, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's ripping.
Yeah.
So next up, we've got Damian Priest versus Shinsuke Nakamura. Nakamura flirted with Ripley, and she didn't like that.
Mm.
And then Priest won with the South of Heaven chokeslam.
Yeah.
So there
I'll give it to Nakamura. Like, when his entrance hit, he came out in that cool kind of cape. Like, he still has a great entrance.
Oh,
you still get a little bit hyped when his music hits and he comes out.
For sure. Well,
especially because they brought back his full entrance when he came back, like, what was it, a month or two ago?
Yeah.
And this wasn't a horrible match.
No, it was
like, you know,
because
Nakamura can wrestle, and there was a storyline behind it a little bit. Like,
yeah.
When he first debuted on the main roster, they had the full entrance. They even had someone with a violin.
Yeah.
It was great. Then he turned heel, and they gave lyrics to his song in Japanese. Remember that?
Yes. Oh, of course.
So no one could sing along to it.
Right. Right, exactly.
Then when he turned face again, they got rid of the lyrics, and they cut the intro part, like the build to the song.
It just started with the bing.
Right, and it was lame. Like, it wasn't cool without that. So.
Yeah, it needs that intro. Yeah.
Right. Next up, we have an in-ring promo from Ronda Rousey. Let me see.
No. This could be the worst event in wrestling history.
Ooh, like, how many bad buttons? I don't know.
Spider-Man!
Yeah, I mean, I was...
how many minutes too long did this go on?
Oh, God, this went on for, like,
22
minutes.
Yeah.
Like, so many.
So can we first talk about, can we jump ahead to rumors? Where like Ronda gave a hard out to the WWE.
Right.
And that's why they're doing this, so she can give Shayna a push, I guess, to her best friend before she leaves.
Yes. Still, they should have at least come up with a reason why
she
attacked her.
And the first, all Ronda had to do, if you want to build Shayna as a monster here like she was in NXT, and when she first got here, when she won the Elimination Chamber and she just destroyed everyone.
Everyone.
Like, you had to admit, like, that's kind of cool in a way because, like, she's that powerful.
Right.
All you had to do to sell this fucking match at SummerSlam is have Ronda come out and say, I first want to apologize to everybody in the crowd for the way I've been acting. And, like, let her turn face just so that when Shayna destroys her, it's even more. No, she stayed a douchey heel.
Look. Look what I wrote. I wish she's such a terrible actress. She's supposed to be the baby face, yet she walks out, she's glaring
at the fans.
At the fans.
You're like, what are you doing?
She's glaring at them. I'm like, you're so fucking terrible at this.
If you're going to help your friend, go face.
And you know why?
So it's a bigger win.
It's because she genuinely hates the fans.
Yeah.
That's why.
Right.
Because remember when she, you know, her first run, she was a baby face. Then they had that pay-per-view in Los Angeles. Was it the women's the Evolution pay-per-view? Was the all-women show?
Oh, that was in New York.
Oh, well, wherever, I'm not remembering exactly, but there was one match where they booed the fuck out of her, and she was supposed to be the baby face.
Yeah.
And, like, then they turned her heel shortly after, and she even said on her YouTube channel bullshit that she was, you know, legitimately upset for them booing her and everything.
Right. Well, they also kind of, like, they gave her shit when she got lost in a promo.
Yeah.
And she didn't like that.
Right.
Like, yeah,
and that's everyone gets shit when they get lost.
And like an actor flubs their lines on live TV.
Like when someone fucks up, the crowd's gonna let you know.
Right.
And she was never good at promos. Like,
no.
The great thing about her first run was her matches were really good. But then when she came back.
Right. She was like phoning it in.
Yeah. She was half-assing it. And you can tell that she didn't really like this anymore. I think if this is all true, I don't think she comes back. Maybe she comes back for like an appearance once in a while.
Once in a while.
But maybe. I think she's done mentally. Yeah.
Hey, Vince, this is not a talent you need to protect. Let her go wherever she wants.
Right.
It would be better for you to let her go.
No one was a bigger Rousey fan than me. Like, when her first run was so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, we marked the fuck out in Philly when she came out. Yeah, we were so excited.
I mean, we saw her WrestleMania debut.
Yes.
We loved that match.
It was great.
It was great.
So much fun.
Royal Rumble singles match with Sasha Banks.
Yeah.
Like, that was really good, too. Yeah.
Right.
So before Ronda can talk, Shayna Baszler comes out and says, I think I could speak for everyone when I say we're all sick and tired of hearing you speak on the microphone. And they cheer.
They cheer, of course.
Right.
What was WWE's plan here? I don't understand.
Right. Shayna's the babyface so far.
Correct.
So Ronda's like, why? Why after 10 years? Give me an explanation. You owe me that. And then Shayna says, the only thing I owe anybody is an apology for bringing you into this business.
Again.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah. And then Shayna cries like she was in the business for 20 years. Setting up rings. Like, no, she wasn't.
Right.
She was a legit MMA person and then came over and went right into NXT and was a star.
Like, I mean, you want to talk.
She did indies.
For indies how long?
Stuff. A few years.
Yeah, but if you want to talk about, like, you know, would anyone know Shayna Baszler if it wasn't for what Ronda Rousey did for women's mixed martial arts?
Sure, sure.
But, if you know, this is all about WWE, of course. So Ronda attacks Shayna and the crowd boos. Shayna put Ronda in an ankle lock. The crowd cheers. Yep. Then Shayna hit Ronda with a knee strike, and then she just leaves.
I think she killed Ronda.
They go, Ronda's out! And then Ronda wakes up right after that.
And they're, she's like, Shayna! Like, she's got all of her energy.
Shayna, wait! Shayna, you bitch!
Yeah.
This was awful.
Oh, my God.
That knee strike was really good, though.
It was a good knee strike, and it was a good sell. But like, why did Ronda wake up?
Right.
Immediately.
She should have stayed out instead of being like, Shayna, wait!
No,
like,
one goes over on me.
Remember when Charlotte gave her that knee strike in the cop car?
Yes.
And, like, Ronda basically, like, died?
Right.
Like, just do that.
Yeah.
Just die.
Just let die. Why won't you die?
Right. Like, let them help you out.
Yeah.
Like, that's how you gain crowd sympathy. Like, and wow, she really fucked her up.
And if her plan, and it sounds like and looks like it is, if her plan is to put her best friend over before she leaves, she's doing a piss poor first night at it.
Of course.
Right.
Piss poor.
Yes. This was so fucking bad.
Well, I mean, she made Shayna the biggest face that night.
Right.
So, and since there was no, since we're not doing SmackDown, there's no Grayson Waller effect, I think it's easy to say that that whole segment wins an award. Multiple awards.
Yeah.
You can even go the other way. And we hate Ronda so much that just makes Shayna the fucking face.
Right.
And let her go over as a face for a little while.
I mean, none of it makes sense anyway.
Right.
So just like, call an audible.
Right. Like, it reminds me of, like, this is done, like, so often. Like, in AEW.
Yeah.
Jack Perry.
Uh-huh.
The fans turned on me. When?
No, they didn't.
The fuck did they turn on you?
They literally did.
Never.
It's so annoying when they do
they
that.
They sang your fucking song at the top of their lungs every week.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what it seems like Ronda's, like, that was her big approach to being a heel. Like, the fans turned on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're sucking it up.
Yeah, when it's legit heat, that's when it goes over so perfectly.
Right.
With the everyone standing, Rocky sucks. Rocky sucks. Like, yes, you suck. You fucking sucked, bro.
Yeah. God, I love how much you suck.
Yeah. Everyone was saying LA Knight sucks. Yeah.
Right.
Nana.
You ain't gonna do nana anymore. You stupid piece of trash.
No. You know he's gonna fuck up one of these times and be like, that's not what I was. not what I was trying to say.
They said Stone Cold come out, and then they just do it. Nana, nana. And then, of course, he gets stunned like 10 times in a row.
And then, what? Yeah, what? Yeah, what?
Right.
That would be great.
Can you smell LA Knight's feet in that picture?
Yeah, I can.
Unfortunately,
yeah,
it's not good. All right, next up, speaking of things that suck, the Women's Tag Team Turmoil number one contenders
what
match.
What the fuck was this?
I have a question.
Yes,
when,
sure.
When they do the men's version, they come out from the back when it's their turn.
Sure.
Are they like, oh, we want to make this as short as possible? As soon as somebody's done, I think this is
how they're doing it now, because they did the men's one on SmackDown and they were all
ringside.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay.
So this is the new way of doing things.
Yeah. Right.
Well,
let's go.
By the way, none of these teams
were teams.
Right. None of these, except maybe Katana and whatever, and you know, those two are like a decent team. You can see them winning gold someday. Everyone else is a thrown together. Yeah. Everyone else is just a thrown together piece of shit. You're like, I know who's winning this. It's obvious who's winning this because they're the only ones that have gotten any TV time lately.
Yeah. And they're the only ones that are heels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they might even win the titles because that whole division sucks. Because
fuck it.
Because fuck it. Yeah. Right. I almost want them to win the titles at this point. Like,
I know, right?
Chelsea Green with gold. Like, it might even make her more annoying to where it's fun.
Yeah.
Yes. How is she going to complain
like, especially,
now?
Like, acting like complaining as a champion.
Oh, my God.
Like, this isn't fit for a champion.
Yes. She'll have a point.
Right. Exactly.
So we got Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez watching ringside.
Right.
We got all these random makeshift tag teams that were just created that day.
Did they say when the title match will be?
No.
No.
Just a future opportunity.
Yeah. We start off with Sonya Deville and Chelsea Green versus Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell, who Indy made her debut / return during the split screen commercial break.
Yes.
Right.
She comes
That's
out.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, so at least it should be.
I guess you could almost kind of count this as a tag team.
If you watch NXT, but it's not like
they
were really a tag team there. They were just friends.
Right. Yeah. They're in a posse.
So
I mean, Nikki Cross was surprised.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sonya and Chelsea quickly beat up Candice and Indy. Next up is Nikki Cross and her partner, Emma. Oh.
Vince?
What?
That's tremendous.
No.
She hasn't
been on TV in a long time. So.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Where the hell have you been?
Yeah, I forgot she was still employed
when
she came out.
Also, Riddick Moss.
Right. Yeah. Where did he go? He was getting pushed to the moon, kind of.
Well, that's been her character ever since she returned, is I'm blowing Moss.
Right.
Like, that's been her, that's her gimmick.
So your gimmick is you suck your boyfriend's dick.
I'm a 14-time champion.
While wearing
Flair.
Sunglasses.
I'm the EST of this company. I suck Riddick Moss's dick.
I suck dick.
That's what I do.
I'm X-Pac. Yeah.
So Nikki checks on Candace because they're still doing this storyline? It's been 6 years.
Since they last showed us the storyline, it's been 6 years.
Right. Well, the last time they were on TV together, it had to be like at least 3 months ago.
Three?
Are you insane? Wasn't it like last
year? I want to say it was last summer.
Last year, no,
when
last,
we saw them like, doing maybe. Shit.
Legitimately, it was like last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a year ago.
I think they've touched on it this year. Nikki and Candace?
Eric, maybe for a half second.
No, but I'm talking about...
Well, like, they're showing a scene. They did it in the background. I think
right.
No, but I'm talking
they're
about...
They're a background shot.
I'm talking about when this started. And that was late last year.
No, but I'm talking
like
about...
Like, around the same time Bray Wyatt was rumored to be coming back.
Right.
And we would see QR codes, but it was Nikki like, hey, Candace, Candace!
Right. But they've kind of... continued it here and
it's
there.
It's gone nowhere.
Right.
In like
it's been
9 months
since they've been on screen together, I think.
It's been fucking forever and it's gone nowhere.
Yeah, why is this still a thing?
We've even had Nikki go, I miss my friends. And it's like, oh, I guess Sanity's coming back. Nope, fuck you. Like, why would you tease that?
Isn't this a classic, like, Vince goes, oh, no one's going to remember that. Let's just move on. Yeah. And that's what we want this time.
Right.
And then he goes back to it. Like, wait, Vince, you remember shit?
But like, why tease Sanity if you... don't have them signed?
I thought they had them. Didn't we announce it in rumors that Sanity had signed?
I think Eric Young might be there.
Right.
But yeah, he's just been sitting at home or just eating food and catering.
Yeah.
But he's not the whole thing. You need more than just Eric Young.
Right. It was also, what, Damo?
Killian Dane.
And
Alexander Wolf?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, if Those he came back, available. I would almost want him to go into Imperium again.
Well, whatever. Either one. Maybe. Yeah, I'd rather him be Insanity, but like, if they actually let Sanity be Sanity.
Yeah.
So Nikki's crying over Candace leaving Emma all alone.
Sure.
And Sonya and Chelsea team up on her to advance. Right. Next up, we've got Tegan Knox and Dana Brooke.
What the fuck? Like, I thought Dana Brooke had gone to NXT permanently, but
she did.
Guess not.
But then she got back. Stretchered out.
Oh.
By the
you
way,
heard about all the thing how like they chanted "na na na na" to her, and she was like. She tweeted out like, yeah, I get it. You guys think I suck. Thanks.
Right. Yes.
But it's right. Like, yeah.
Prove us but wrong.
Tegan Knox and Dana Brooke.
Yeah.
They get eliminated during the commercial break.
Yeah. Wow.
As they should have. Honestly.
Right. And Tegan Knox was another bring back.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Like.
To do nothing.
To do nothing.
Again, I don't. Look, it seems like Triple H.
I got another one. Braun Strowman.
Oh, he's what? Injured.
Well, he's hurt.
Oh, he's
yeah.
Legit hurt?
Yeah. Yeah. He had to have neck fusion surgery and shit.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
So he's
right.
Out for a long time.
Yeah. Monster among
but cripples. Even then, he came back and tagged with Ricochet. Like, that's right. Not how you use this guy.
Yeah, no, right. No. Come on.
Why isn't he a heel?
Hey, little buddy.
Yeah.
You know.
Hey, little buddy. yeah, the Tegan Knox thing. Holy shit.
Right, right.
Next up, we've got the Party Girls, Katana Chance and Caden Carter.
And they come out just blowing those things. Those air guns.
Yeah. Katana botched a lion salt really bad, but then she made up for it.
It was part of their finisher.
No.
Yeah. It's the thing where they both go off the ropes. Like one does a lion salt, one does a leg drop.
That's not their finisher, but yeah. It's one of their moves.
I thought that was okay.
Their finisher is when Kaden has her for a neck breaker and then Katana does the 450 splash that looks super fucking awkward.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
But anyways. Katana did give Chelsea a hurricane run off the top rope. That was easily the best spot of this match. And then Chelsea hits Carter with the unpretty her for the win.
Yeah.
So Chelsea and Sonya are the number one contenders.
For which, Liv and Raquel's tag titles.
Which, let me think. Hold on. The last time Liv and Raquel successfully defended those tag titles, it was against... Oh! Sonya and Chelsea!
That's right.
My God,
we've gone full circle.
You know how I remembered that? Because I was like, oh, there's no other tag. That's right. There's no other tag teams.
Right. Well, I mean, I thought that's why they brought up the Party Girls.
Yeah.
I guess not.
No.
Yeah.
It's like back of the line.
Ta-da.
Here we are. also the front of the line. All right.
Hold on. Let me move these action figures out of the way. Now we're number one.
WWE doesn't even do the men's tag titles. Well,
right,
for the most part.
For the most part.
The Usos have been elevated because of the whole bloodline thing.
Sure,
but
sure.
They're not even the champs anymore. And it's like, don't do a women's tag titles when you have two tag teams. And then you have two tag teams. This is what has happened since they've had women tag titles. There's two teams, and then one loses, and then they break up. One person turns on the other. Then there's another tag team. They'll win, beat the champs. Then those two people, one of them attacks the other. This is a repetitive thing that just keeps happening.
Right. Yes.
There's always two. It's like the Sith. There's always two.
Yeah,
right. No more, no less.
Yeah.
Always two there are. Always two. Only two women tag teams there are.
I can mix a Chelsea Green a Sith. I'll stick my force in you.
It's a shame. It's really a shame. How long did the Usos have the tag team titles, all of them, for? Like
over a year,
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, why aren't they combining those? Like, are they splitting them up again someday?
Yeah, they're still holding. Yeah.
KO Everyone's still holding.
Supposedly, they're going to do WWE and World Tag Team Champions.
They're going to split them up again?
Yeah.
God, no. I mean, that's probably right, but stop it!
Stop!
You don't need two.
Yeah.
So next up, we have an in-ring promo from The Man. Becky calls out Trish Stratus, and she comes out with Zoe Stark. And Trish has a face mask, which is a nice callback from 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Are you ready for some wrestling?
Yeah.
Jesus. Hey, Shelton Benjamin.
But like this mask, it made her talk like this.
Yeah, it was scrunching her nose. Becky, I already suck at this, but now I have
Well, you know why. That's because...
Comedy bullshit!
Sure.
That's why.
Yeah, sure.
So Becky wants to fight. Trish says she's not medically cleared. Becky says, fine, I'll fight Zoe. And Trish says, are you sure? Did you see her dominate at Money in the Bank?
No.
I saw her lose at Money in the Bank.
Correct.
Yeah.
You can't dominate something and lose. Right.
That's not how that works.
They were handcuffs. I mean, people looked like idiots, honestly.
Right. So Trish and Zoe act like they're about to go to the ring and beat up Becky, but then Trish remembered she's busy.
Actually, I just recalled, I have this medical appointment I have to take care of right now, actually. So I'm afraid we're going to have to leave this dump of a place called Baltimore, or Balta Less, should I say? Mm.
You know, when I go see, when I go to the doctor, it's at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Balta
Less. That's the best time to go to the doctor.
Who wrote Balta Less? She should be fired immediately.
I feel like
kiss my Balta sack.
Right.
What the? And she said actually like 10 times
in
it
like
felt.
3 seconds.
Actually, I have an appointment actually, but actually I don't have an appointment actually.
Actually.
Balta Less. Huh? Oh God.
That was crickets.
Yeah.
Reminded me of like a, you've seen the movie Split, right?
Yes.
When James McAvoy is like the younger kid,
uh-huh.
and he says et cetera, like unnecessarily.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Yeah, it's not good.
It was unnecessary. Correct.
Yes.
Next up, we've got Jackie Redmond.
Who are you?
Thank
you.
Newest addition to Raw.
Yeah.
She interviews Cody Rhodes by the stage. Now they did this a couple weeks ago, and it was dumb. And it made no sense.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, Cody walked out. And he was just like, I accept the match. And then he left.
Adrenaline.
Yeah. They do the whole entrance.
Like, adrenaline and the soap. I accept. Adrenaline. Whoa.
They're like, we have to just capitalize on this theme song while the fans still love it.
Have you seen the nuts these fans bust when they get to say that?
First of all, you come out earlier in the show
to
essentially challenge Seth, I'm assuming.
Sure.
Then Brock tries to beat you up, but you go to the back.
And you're like, well, fuck that noise. Fuck the title.
Well, you go to the back. You shower up. You put a full three-piece, I'm going to a funeral or a wedding suit on.
Right.
You're not worried about Brock still in the building somewhere attacking you?
I thought for sure he was getting attacked again.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because this is so pointless.
Full entrance. He talks to the new girl. Hey, new girl. And then.
Hey, everyone, give it up for the new girl. They're like,
hey. Who?
Peace, eh?
It's like, would he have done that if that was a guy?
Right.
If that was a male interviewer and he's new, he'd be like, hey. Everyone give it up for Brian.
What
else? So later he'd be like, hey, you saw that pop I gave you, right? Well, it's time for you to pop me.
Look at the
time
balls.
For me to let me pop on you.
Look at the balls on Brian, huh, everyone? Everyone? Nice bulge. All right, what did that interview me?
Right.
But yeah, so guys, what does he
maybe
say?
Maybe you should interview that down there. Look at that thing.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to eat me.
He just comes out and he says he'll fight Brock Lesnar again. Thanks, Cody. I think we knew that. That's what you do backstage interviews for.
Yes.
Coming out and doing this, the whole thing, it's just weird.
Right, just for another fan pop. It's crazy. Yeah.
Fucking strange.
Three-piece suit. All right, I got a board meeting to go to, guys. Right. I'll see you.
Board meeting? Prom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, gotta go buy a corsage.
I got a daddy-daughter dance to go to after this.
How uncomfortable on a plane to always be wearing a suit, you know?
Right.
I just don't get it. I hate
so obviously,
so
when he leaves, before he leaves, he takes the suit off.
You would
just
think,
puts
right?
on regular clothes.
It's just a costume. Yeah.
I don't know.
He's not flying in a suit. Come on.
I think he's pretty pretentious.
Okay.
So next
he
up,
just wants to look good all the time.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, then why did he get a neck tattoo?
I'd rather be like Roman Reigns and just
this
wear.
Big.
It's like this big.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, because like, that's
Brock,
not.
I would fight you.
Because that's not.
Anytime.
That's not pretentious at all.
Right.
It's like, I'd rather be like.
It's like here.
I'd rather be like Roman Reigns. He just walks around in sweatpants everywhere.
Yeah.
Right.
Sweatpants and sneakers.
Yeah.
It's very comfortable.
Like, when you're at the pay per view, he got dropped off in a minivan by his mom.
Yeah. What
he didn't fucking care.
That was so weird.
Maybe it was Chuck's mom?
Yes.
Best friend's mom?
When you're the tribal chief, you dress however you want.
Tribal chief.
Yeah. So next up, we have Alpha Academy versus the Viking Raiders, the six-person mixed tag team match that we've all been waiting for. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Maxine gets the hot tag, and she gives Valhalla some arm drags and a suplex. Then she looks at Otis, and Otis goes, oh, yeah. And then Maxine does the worst. Whatever you want to call it. The worm or the caterpillar.
Oh.
But it's the worst one I've ever seen. And also, before she does it, she does this weird shake
thing. She has a seizure.
What the fuck was that?
She has a seizure.
I guess she's trying to be like Otis, but like, Otis doesn't do that.
He doesn't. No.
And she's like, oh. It's like, what the hell is happening?
She's like gyrating to the corner. Like, are you okay?
And then
she's Dallas in the back. Like, yes.
And like, just because she's super thin and she's fit, has a great body, doesn't mean she's athletic. And we've learned this here.
I know.
Because she can't even do it's so bad. It looked like she was doing girl push-ups. Like, it was so terrible.
Yeah.
And then...
again, like you've said in the past, try it.
Yeah.
If you can't do it, come up with a different joke.
Right.
Nobody fucking cares.
Right.
Do the Otis elbow drop. You're going to fuck that up too, but at least it won't look as stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she goes for it, but then Valhalla knees her in the head. Gable moonsaulted onto the Eric and Ivar and Otis. And Otis fell down.
Yeah,
of course.
From he hurt
Chad
his friend.
Gable.
Yeah.
And then Maxine beat Valhalla with a roll-up.
Well, sure.
So there you go.
I'll see you later.
And like, you know what's crazy is like, I've said this before, but since they've come back from the Thunderdome, the WWE fans have not hijacked one single show.
Yeah.
And it's been like 2 years since they've come back, you know, from the COVID and the Thunderdome.
Like
shows.
Hijacked by, what would they have done to hijack it?
Like booing her because she sucks.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, but they haven't done that with anyone. Like, they've cheered and booed exactly who WWE wants them to.
Well, don't you think, I mean, it's only been a couple of years since we've been back. So, like, some of these people are just now seeing WWE for the first time.
Yeah.
So in a while.
Yeah, so maybe they're just...
like, they put a post on their socials, like, oh, what was your first WWE event? And I was looking through comments, and most of the comments were people who have gone to their first live show within the past, like, 2 years.
Mm. Well, yeah, there could be young people that never went, too, but...
Right, yeah.
People are just excited. I mean, you know, WWE friends right now, for the most part,
like
the show. And they pop for everything. I mean, they pop for Maxine here.
I feel like...
It's very odd. And they're booing Dominic out of the building, and I don't understand what's happening.
I feel like the season marks, like us, like, we watch it because we do this show.
Yeah.
I think so many of the people who have watched it for years have just finally been like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm tired of this shit.
But they're selling out arenas. I mean, the TV ratings are not great. SmackDown's up a little bit because Roman Reigns, the bloodline's hot. But, like, they're selling out these arenas, like, more than ever.
Right.
So there's that. I also think it's because, like, AEW and WWE fans, like, feel like they have to be in this war, which doesn't really exist. It's not like it's WWF
and WCW. It doesn't make any sense, right.
Because one is just, you know, dick slapping the other one right now.
Yeah.
But I think
one is just dick slapping.
Right. I think that's part of... It's true. Watch the recaps. But I think that's part of it is because they feel like it's some sort of war and they have to battle each other on Twitter. Like, if you're WWE, you have to pretend like WWE's perfect and does nothing wrong. And if you're AEW, you have to do the same. It's like, no, WWE's amazing.
Yeah.
They don't do anything that's stupid.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. We have Jackie Redmond interviewing Ricochet backstage.
Oh, this guy.
Ricochet and Logan Paul, we watched footage of them fighting backstage at Money in the Bank after the ladder match. They apparently did this because the spot at Money in the Bank was supposed to sell their match, their singles match.
They wanted another super viral moment.
Yeah, but since they botched it, they had them fight backstage.
Yeah.
But Ricochet calls out Logan Paul to meet him in the ring face-to-face next week.
Mm.
That's pretty cool that Ricochet is getting a singles match at SummerSlam.
Right, yeah.
You know? When's the last time he's had a singles match on a pay-per-view?
Ooh.
The Brock Lesnar Saudi match?
Maybe, yeah.
Like, when was that? In 2019?
Oh,
wow. Yeah. Wow, right.
2019, I think,
right? That was your trivia.
Nah.
Yeah, they're for trivia once, yeah.
That's right.
But that's cool. At least Ricochet is getting a singles match. I mean, that should be really good.
Right. He'll definitely, you know, he'll put over Logan.
Of course.
He'll make him look amazing.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It'll be good. It'll be entertaining.
They'll do their spot again.
Right. Yeah. Maybe they'll make up for that.
Mm-hmm.
The Money in the Bank spot.
Well, yeah.
Next up, we've got Natalya versus Rhea Ripley for the Women's World Championship.
I'm just going to...
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Okay. Third time's the charm, right?
Apparently. Because at least this was a good match. Like, the other two were squashes. I think the other one technically wasn't even a match, but...
Yeah, this one even had a couple of false finishes.
Yeah, like, they actually had a match this time. Yeah. Natty attacked Ripley from behind during her entrance. Mid-match, Ripley gave Natalya the suck it chops and yelled, "Suck that."
Ooh.
And where the whole crowd, all the males were like, "Yes, please."
Yeah.
Absolutely, sure. Yeah.
Sop it up with a biscuit.
I mean, come on now.
That's some renegade shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was Taz.
That was like a...
Taz on the microphone, I guess. I don't know.
It was weird.
Also, when Natalya was in control, the fans were chanting, "Let's go, Rhea." Because, of course... Ripley put Natalya in the inverted clover leaf, but Natalya escaped. Rhea went for a frog splash in honor of Dirty Dom, but Natty put her feet up. Then Natalya gave Ripley somewhat of a running power slam and then locked in the sharpshooter. Ripley made it to the bottom rope and fell out of the ring. And then shortly after that, Rhea retained with the Riptide.
Yep.
But it was a good match, and I don't ever say that about Natalya.
Yeah, I know.
It never's ever's.
The streak is over.
Next week, the streak restarts.
And by the way, they're still doing this Guinness Book shit.
Yeah,
they broke another record.
They gave her more. Most...
Or she's breaking her own record. Right,
yeah, exactly.
That's, you don't keep giving them.
Who had more matches on Raw as a woman than her before? Like, yeah, who did she break?
So every match she has, she gets a new fucking plaque?
Sure. Yeah.
Most Raw matches, most SmackDown matches, most...
What the fuck is that?
Is that Shakira?
Oh, yeah.
She's comparing herself to Shakira.
Does Shakira have a lot of matches? Or?
Yeah,
I was trying to channel my inner
Shakira.
She
broke all of Shakira's records in WWE. No, Shakira has like a fuck ton of Guinness records, I guess.
Don't lie. Herba. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't remember her name.
I just played the song right there.
Yeah. I don't know. Who cares?
Okay. Yep. So later back... I'm sorry. After the match, Rhea tagged Natalya, but she retreated when Liv and Raquel hit the ring. Then later backstage, Io Sky walked up to Ripley. Wait, hold on. Io Sky, what show is she on again? Oh, that's right.
Well, at least she's holding the briefcase.
All right, fine.
Is she cashing in?
Did she?
Does she have a visitor's pass? Yeah,
that's what the briefcase is.
I would love to get Kofi Kingston to just scream that for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Or anyone in front of visitor's pass.
Right. Fun fact, Io Sky is undefeated in ladder matches. She's been in four and she's won all four.
This was her first Money in the Bank?
Yeah, but
are you counting War Games?
Well, I'm counting like in NXT. She was in like three ladder matches.
Nice.
And she won them all?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
She holds up the briefcase and Ripley says, "Try me. It'll be the biggest mistake of your life," which I agree.
Yeah.
It will be, because she'll lose.
No.
I mean, she could cash in on the, you know, whole Asuka Charlotte Belair thing.
That would be fine, like the triple threat, and then she
two cash ins at SummerSlam?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah. Also, Io Sky is ranked number three. Oh, she's second.
She's second. She is the second longest Money in the Bank holder already. Because she held it for more than like a day.
Yeah.
What's with all these weird facts today, Eric? I've had to get three new trivia questions since we started this podcast.
But we said this before. We were like, everyone's cashed it in within 24 hours except for Carmella.
Right.
You know, Carmella had it for like almost a year.
Right. Well, I think Bailey was like 2 days.
I thought it was a day. I thought it was like the next day.
Yeah, it was
Nikki
one day.
It was one day. Alexa was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else was on the show.
Right?
Liv. And then Asuka was just awarded the belt the next night on Thunderdome Raw.
Held it for one day.
Yeah. It wasn't even Thunderdome. It was just like...
No, that's right. It was nothing.
Empty building Raw.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Because Becky was Preggers.
Preggers.
Next up, we have a backstage promo from Tommaso Ciampa. And I love that they're letting him do these backstage promos like his old NXT promos where he's sitting in a chair.
He is.
You know,
so
the camera's like below him and everything. And
right.
He says he brought back The Miz's ruthless aggression, but he's also a coward for attacking him from behind. He says, now that you've shown me your cards, you have no idea what I have holding in my hands. And technically, the promo was on social media earlier in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But thankfully, still. Thankfully, it made TV.
Right. It was good enough to be on TV.
Yeah.
In a 3-hour show.
Right.
Yeah.
Then The Miz responds saying, the last man who called me a coward is gone.
Who's that?
Daniel Bryan.
Oh, okay.
And then he says they're going to have a no disqualification match next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was referencing the Talking Smack segment.
Yeah. Still.
Does The Miz have any allies right now?
No.
No.
No one?
No.
Maybe like
no.
Waller can team up with him?
Why?
Why?
So that they start beating the piss out of Ciampa and someone has to save him.
They're on different shows.
I don't care. No, Wild Visitors.
Oh,
Wild Visitors.
No, but Johnny isn't.
Yeah.
Johnny's on Raw.
I know.
But I know.
He
I'm
was
just
saying
Grayson
someone
Waller.
Help
Miz.
Right. Anyone could. Yeah.
They beat the shit out of him.
Sure. I don't really want Ciampa part of the way if he's going to be with Johnny and
there's
their own
no way.
Tag team.
Yeah,
there's
true.
No way. They're just kind of all friends right now.
Candace and Indy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what Johnny teased 2 months ago.
I know.
He was with all of them. Even Dexter Loomis. Dexter Loomis.
Where the hell have you been?
Johnny Gargano.
Where the hell have you been?
How do you not have Johnny on TV?
And now that everyone's getting back their old music, can Johnny get back his good version of Rebel Heart for love of God?
Please.
Well, wait, he's got to be on TV first.
They were putting him in big matches, too.
Yeah.
Like
Elimination Chamber.
And he was doing amazing in these matches.
I know.
Stealing the show.
Is he like secretly injured?
You know it's Vince, because even Triple H after the press conference, he's like, Johnny Gargano stole the show. He's talking about him like, this guy is fucking great.
Yeah.
But
wait, hold on. I got a text from Vince. It says, do whatever you want. I don't give a shit anymore. Oh, that's great. Oh, I got another text. Except for Johnny Gargano.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And then Vince has a picture of like, you must be this tall to ride this ride. Oh, it's Vince like, and it's like 5'10". He's like,
It's like the picture in The Simpsons at the movie theater. Do not push this boy.
Right. If I was in charge, I would have Ciampa beat Theory for the U.S. title at SummerSlam.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like, I think he could elevate the United States title by cutting these amazing promos.
Also, anyone could because the title's not even on the fucking show.
No, yeah, really Austin not. Theory, who are you?
It's like
He had a match on the SmackDown before Money in the Bank, but it was against Ridge No Throat Holland.
No oh, throat.
He beat him by drop kicking Ridge Holland in the throat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was it.
I guess Ridge Holland's not the throat goat anymore.
Jesus. Biggie liked it. He was like, yeah, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next up, we've
fuck
got
his throat.
We've got Matt Riddle versus Giovanni Vinci with Gunther and Ludwig Kaiser ringside. Mm. Vinci got a 2 count, and then Kaiser held up 3 fingers. But since he's German, we are the 3 glasses. That's the German 3.
3 glasses.
I liked it because it reminded me of Inglorious Bastards.
Yep.
Because they do 3 fingers like that.
Oh, okay.
Because he's Kaiser. He's German.
But if you do it
anyways,
like this, you're fucked.
Yeah.
If you do totally it like fucked. This, you're about to get a 3D.
You're A-okay.
3D.
Or
get a table.
Attitude adjusted.
Ooh.
Anyways, Riddle
or
won.
Sorry, Andrew.
Riddle won in a minute.
Yeah, of course.
And it's, you know, it's Vinci.
Yeah.
I don't think he's ever won a singles match.
Sure.
Ever in his life.
Right.
And Matt Riddle had to beat Vinci with a roll-up.
No, what the fuck?
With a roll-up.
Roll-up.
So Kaiser attacked Riddle after the match, but then Drew McIntyre comes out for the save.
Swing.
Swing. Yeah. McIntyre and Riddle beat up Kaiser and Vinci. Drew hit Vinci with a claymore as Gunther watched. And then backstage, Riddle thanked Drew for the help, and he asked him, he's like, hey, bro, you want to team up with me against Imperium next week, bro?
I don't know where Randy is. I need someone to boss me around.
You
want to
massage my ankle and then my feet, bro?
Yeah, yeah, and then Drew's like, you want to get drunk first with me?
Drew should have said, fuck no, get away from me.
Yeah, snap his neck and walk away.
I don't know, do you own fucking shoes?
He should have stepped on his feet. Right. And then walked away.
Right. Just stomp it.
Yeah. Give him a claymore with your cock.
Cockmore.
Cockmore. You want more cock? Here's the cock more. So Drew does
Three,
acknowledge.
Two hung cock more. They show the footage of him going over the ropes and it boink.
Oh my God. That was so great.
So good.
Cock more.
It's like, you know, if his if his cock was an inch longer, I think Drew was paralyzed.
Yeah. It would have hung him up.
He would have got flipped and then head first right into the ground.
Right.
Oh my God. Imagine it would have just grabbed the rope, just wrapped around it, just held him up.
He's like, thankfully my cock is only 12 inches, not 13.
Oh my God.
That's why he's been wearing the jeans. He lost his leg. It's just right. His dick in a boot.
Yeah.
Right. Oh my God.
Oh my, his dick in a boot.
I feel bad for his wife.
I've had one leg for a year.
His wife, you know, poor girl.
Yeah, oh, God, her old.
So Drew does acknowledge some woman who yelled, take your top off.
Yep, right.
He's like, I know, I can hear you saying take my top off. And then he accepts to be Real's partner, and then I guess they go leave to fuck that woman.
I would imagine.
He's like, hey, we have a tag team match next week, but let's start tagging tonight. High five.
Hey, Riddle, do you still do weird fucking crazy sex shit with porn stars? Come with me.
Right. Riddle's like, all right. And Drew's like, prong.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Oh, of course. Joke. Yeah. No.
How many times have you done that
joke? Well, he's very top heavy.
You always knock over the pops.
He's very top heavy.
You always knock over the pops. Hey, Gabagool. You got me that pop. Gabagool.
Gabagool pop.
Finally, for the main event, we got Seth freaking Rollins versus Dirty Dominic Mysterio.
Dirty Dom.
Dirty Dom with Ripley and Damian Priest constantly interfering. Mm. Seth did the Three Amigos, and Corey Graves said, that's disrespectful to Dominic, and that was pretty funny.
That was funny.
Yeah. Because in the past, like, if a face would do it, they'd be like, oh, honoring Eddie Guerrero.
Right.
If a heel does it, they're like, what a piece of shit. You fucking asshole.
Somebody finally, murder that guy.
How dare you? You're practically pissing on Eddie's grave.
So I liked how Corey changed it up. Like, oh, it's disrespectful to Dominic. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Anyways, Rollins sets up for the curb stomp, but Priest gets in the ring and gives Seth the South of Heaven chokeslam for the DQ.
Yeah. Here we go.
Priest tries to give Seth the razor's edge on the announce table, but Seth got down. Dominic hit Seth in the back with the briefcase, and Priest was about to cash in the contract. But Finn Balor runs out and knocks Seth into Priest. Priest and Balor yell at each other. And then Seth starts to retreat. So Dominic goes after him. But Seth gives Dominic a pedigree on the floor.
Yeah.
To end the show.
So there was like an interesting like kind of like last shot. Where it's Rhea and Dom on the ground. And like Rhea's kind of holding Dom. But Dom is looking at Priest. And Rhea's looking at Balor.
Yeah.
And those two are looking at each other. So right. It's kind of like almost like whose side are you going to be on?
Right. Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. So, yeah.
Civil War.
Civil
Judgment
War.
Day Civil War.
No, the war no one wanted.
Right. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So that is all for Raw. Before we move on to awards, this week's sponsor of the show is AG1, the daily foundational nutrition supplement that supports whole body health. I gave AG1 a try because I wanted better gut health. I don't like taking pills or vitamins, and I wanted a single solution that has everything I need. I drink AG1 in the morning before breakfast, and it makes me feel super energized and ready to start my day. I've had stomach problems all my life. Joe knows about this. Doctors have not been able to help me. Exactly. But after a month of taking AG1, my stomach feels so much better. I really love it. They even give you this if you get it. It's a cool container to put in your powder, and then you could shake it up. So I really love using it. I take it every day. So if a comprehensive solution is what you need from your supplement routine, then try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/who are you?
Yes.
Nice.
Again, love who it. Are you? That's drinkag1.com/who are you. Check it out. Who did you have for worst dressed?
I had Valhalla.
I also had Valhalla.
Valhalla.
I had Matt Riddle, feet.
Yeah, that's easy every week.
Best dressed?
I had Nate Smythe.
Oh, right, of course. Nate Smythe was wearing our Who Are You shirt at Raw.
He was.
Nice. Was he seen?
You can see him.
Kind of. You can kind of. It's blurry. It's not.
Oh, nice. Yeah,
right there.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. So
it's good stuff.
Thank you for repping the podcast.
Appreciate you.
Love it.
As always.
Thank you, Nate. I had Liv Morgan.
Nice.
Okay. All right. So I went with Cock and you go with Liv Morgan. Whatever.
I had Otis. You know, when his face was on Maxine's tits backstage.
Otis in a headlock. Tits. Worst acting.
Otis on tits.
Shayna, Ronda. Ronda.
Ronda.
Shayna, Ronda. Ronda, Shayna.
Really? It's Ronda.
But Ronda.
For sure. Best acting.
Sharana?
Yeah.
Yeah. Best Ciampa. Ciampa.
Ooh, Ciampa.
I had Ciampa.
Sweep it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously. Worst comments.
Baltaless.
Less.
Yeah.
Sweep it.
Best comment.
Ciampa talking about ruthless aggression. Mrs. Ruthless Aggression.
That's what I had.
It's good.
Sweep it again.
I think Ciampa's smart. Because when he was in NXT, even though he knew it was Triple H's thing, but what did he call himself? He called himself the greatest sports entertainer of all time. Right. He's like, if Vince sees this, which unfortunately he didn't. But he's like, if Vince sees this,
if he ever sees it,
he's going to love it. And now he's bringing up Ruthless Aggression, which was Vince's create, ruthless, I want to see ruthless aggression.
Right. Yeah.
So he's a smart guy.
Right.
Yeah. Worst match?
I had the the woman's turmoil for the worst match.
Oh, I had the six-person tag.
Oh, God, that was bad, too. Yeah, I doubled down. I had the women's turmoil for slow-mo and worst.
Yeah, the mixed tag for slow-mo. It's so slow.
Turmoil for slow-mo.
Best match?
I had Priest Nakamura. I liked it.
Again, if I had to pick one, I'd pick that. Yeah.
I mean, it seems weird when I'm saying it, but Rhea Ripley and Natalya.
Okay.
Fair enough.
I don't know.
Fair enough.
But Ripley's great.
If you like titties, it's a great match.
It was Natalya's best match ever. Right. Worst move.
The box lion salt.
I had the Maxine's caterpillar. Good God.
That's horrible. When Valhalla hit Maxine with a knee, she completely missed her. Completely. And you can see like so much daylight, and they both just sold it.
Wow.
So I was like, that's mine.
Best move.
I had Shayna's knee to Ronda.
It was good.
Pretty good.
What'd I had the have? Cody cutter.
That was good.
Brock. On Brock?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give it to Brock for the great sell.
Brock.
Best sell.
Brock.
Yeah.
Worst moment. That's easy.
Shayna Ronda.
Yep.
Shayna Ronda. And then best moment?
Just the start to Raw.
Yeah.
I mean, especially, Cody Brock.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. Even though their matches have not been good. And really, we shouldn't be excited.
Sure.
But the brawl was good. The Cody cutter. It was, starting off Raw with some excitement.
Yeah.
For a change.
But, yeah.
All right. That was pretty easy and quick.
Yeah.
Yes.
So now it's time for some breaking news. So WWE announced that Money in the Bank was the highest grossing arena event in WWE history, as well as SmackDown the night before was the highest grossing SmackDown of all time.
Wow.
Would they charge $500 a seat?
Yes.
Yeah, minimum. Oh, both shows took place in the O2 Arena in London and collectively grossed more than $5.4
million. $1 million.
Again, Money in the Bank, highest grossing arena, not stadium show, obviously. That's one of the WrestleManias, but yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I have for news, though. Do you have anything else?
So I have a couple things. So on NXT this past week, the Dyad, which is the Grizzled Young Veterans.
Formerly known as.
Yeah. With Joe Gacy. They beat the Creed Brothers, basically Diamond Mine. In a loser leaves NXT match.
Mm-hmm.
So we may see them show up on the main roster.
Wait, who lost?
Pretty boring.
Diamond Mind.
Oh, yeah.
The Creed Brothers.
Yeah.
So really, it should be called the loser gets a promotion match?
Correct.
Sure. Yes.
Correct.
So, oh, no, I really don't want to lose and then be called up to the main roster and get a bigger contract.
And yeah. You know they did NXT Underground?
Yes. They didn't even call it that. They called it Raw Underground.
And then Gable Steveson went over?
They said, next week, I'm bringing back Raw Underground. It's NXT. And they're calling it Raw Underground.
No, yeah. Gable Steveson. I mean, I'm sure they're like, look, we'll give you one tiny chance to get over, but you're terrible at this.
Right.
You, sir, are no Kurt Angle.
I saw the clip. He just gave the guy, you know, a bunch of...
German suplexes?
Not Germans, but...
belly to belly, I thought, wasn't it?
Yeah. Belly over belly.
Belly to belly.
It was the overhead one. The one where Ridge Holland killed Big E with.
Oh, okay.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah, Sports Illustrated did an article on Matt Cardona.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Redefining wrestling on the indies.
How much did he pay for that article?
Jesus.
Wait, who did it?
Sports Illustrated.
That's why. When was the last time you cracked open a Sports Illustrated?
Right, yeah.
I'm 48. It's been 20 years.
They're pretty much just online now, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's, you know, from wrestling to podcasting to new figure lines, Matt keeps redefining wrestling on the indies.
So weird. Yeah, I mean, well, good for him, I guess.
I don't think he makes the big comeback.
Right.
I mean, I'd love to see him back.
I like his, like, kind of current gimmick.
I think he will be back.
Where he, like, he calls himself the indie god and he kind of dresses like Indiana Jones.
And he's also the deathmatch king.
I think he'll come back, but he'll just be Zack Ryder again.
Same guy.
Probably.
I think he's just like, I want to do everything I want. I've always wanted to do in the indies where I control everything.
Yeah.
And then eventually I'll come back and I'll take my big payday going back to WWE.
Right. Yeah. Also, a lot of people are giving Dave Meltzer a bunch of shit.
As he deserves.
As he deserves. Because he said AEW fans are statistically more educated than the WWE fans, and they are in a better position financially.
Where did he get those stats from?
I don't know.
I mean,
also,
that's someone
also
tweeted.
This is Dave Meltzer in his house, so he can fuck all the way off.
That's fucking great. That's not even his house. That's clearly his mom's living room.
What the fuck?
It's just papers everywhere. It's like, yeah, clean your fucking room.
Yeah, Jesus.
I mean, that was a tweet. Yeah, I don't know if he actually said that, but if he did, that's really stupid.
Yeah. And then this is kind of AEW stuff. I thought this was kind of funny. AEW Collision, the first 3 weeks. The ratings. The first episode, 816,000. Week two, 595,000.
Oh, my God.
Week three, 432,000.
Oh, my God.
Tune in next week where there'll be tens of people watching.
Those are those are Sunday Night Heat numbers.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's concerning.
I can't imagine that making it past football season.
Right.
Oh, for sure. Well, does TNT get college football?
Right.
I don't think so, right, Joe?
Well, yeah.
I don't think TNT ever plays college football.
But, like... Friday and Saturday, like, people go out. People go have fun. Why would you put two fucking wrestling shows on Friday and Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, seriously. Like, fill up Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday if you want, you know?
Yeah. Well, but there's shows on all those days.
Well, yeah, that's true. They got nothing for Friday and Saturday, I guess. So.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, they should have never done a second show. Wait till you get the first show right. Because they haven't done that yet.
Yeah.
The first show's terrible.
Mm. Terrible.
All right, on to rumors.
Rumors! Kevin Owens wins back the Universal title?
Maybe!
Balor Club to finally get a second member?
Too sweet!
Brock Lesnar willingly works a full schedule?
No chance!
Next year's WrestleMania will be in Saudi Arabia?
Confirmed!
So the Wrestling Observer reports that WWE is waiting for the Endeavor deal to be finalized before making major changes, including implementing new ideas for Raw that have been discussed internally.
Okay.
All right. What, a stage?
Right.
I mean, the thing that would make me the happiest is if they started bringing back sets for every pay-per-view.
Well,
Each pay-per-view had its own... special set. Like, you're selling these buildings out.
The problem is this. They're getting paid either way. That's the problem. Now.
Right. Of course.
Exactly.
That's the problem. So why even do it?
Well, just like any giant corporation in America, you know, they cut costs so they could make billions and billions. And it's like, you know.
Right. All right. Like, I mean, I just, like, my first SummerSlam that I went to, the one we went to in Vegas, like, I was so excited. There was no fucking stage.
I
know,
and I still haven't forgiven you for that.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
But, I mean, how much are you even how much are you even asking for? Like, 50 to 100,000 to put something, to build something?
Right.
Could it be, like, you know what I mean? We're not asking for $1 million.
But yeah, they made that giant TV screen. So it's like, well, what do we do with this?
Right. But, like, you think of, like, how much detail goes into their WrestleMania sets.
Right.
Like, the set this year was kind of insane.
Yeah.
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 You know, it's, and all the promotional shit they did with it.
WrestleMania and the Saudi shows have great stages.
Right, yeah.
But that's it.
Because basically they're like, yeah, just blank check whatever you want for the set.
We'll build the stage.
The Dallas stage was really cool with the giant star.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Basically like Dallas Cowboys.
Right.
Yeah.
The also, Philly one should be pretty good then.
Maybe. It should. Yeah. Yeah. Also, PW Insider reports Drew McIntyre returned after he and WWE came to an agreement on a strong storyline. There's been no change in his contract, and the two sides haven't even begun talking about a new deal because his current one doesn't expire until early next year. Mm-hmm. Triple H denied all of this at the Money in the Bank press conference because they were like, hey, we heard Drew's not, you know, didn't come back because of this contract situation or because of creative, and Triple H was like, yeah, no, he was injured.
Yeah.
So I don't really know, I don't necessarily believe these rumors about him, like, not coming back because of creative, because he came back and he's exactly where he was when he left.
Right. Yeah, but you don't know what there's they're going to do. New. You can't just be like, okay, you're champ tomorrow, right? So if, even if they did agree on something, it would take a few months.
But like, you're
Strap off, like, Gunther, that's a pretty big deal.
If you're you're Drew McIntyre, okay?
Yeah.
Like, you're not a fan. Does winning the IC title mean anything to you at this point?
Right.
Like, you're Drew McIntyre. You've been the guy. You've been the champ. Mm-hmm. You've won the Rumble. Like, hey, if we give you the IC title, will you come back? Oh, yeah, because I'm a fucking mark. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think he cares about that.
Yeah.
And I think Gunther should break Honky Tonk's record. I think that's the only title that should have a record broken.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it should. I would love for Drew to lose at SummerSlam and then turn heel shortly after.
Yeah.
You know, Claymore the fuck out of Riddle and have a program with him.
Sure.
Where you beat Riddle three times, you know, whatever.
Three times a week.
No, just once.
Three straight pay-per-views.
Turn heel something. Do something.
Right, right.
He needs a heel turn. It's great that he's back, but it gets old pretty quickly.
Yeah, Triple H did say, like, on that press conference, he's like, yeah, you know, Drew would call me and, you know, be like, oh God, did you see this rumor?
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, we'd laugh about it.
Right. If you go through the progressions and if you really start to think 6 months to a year down the road, and you'd hope that they do, let's say Priest does get like a little face run and cashes in, like a heel Drew to beat his ass and take that title off of him.
Fucking.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
That would be really cool.
For God's sakes, I came.
Like evil. Like, what's his name when he's evil?
Evil Uno.
No. Doesn't, what's Drew?
The Scottish psychopath.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Like, I love that name.
Right, yeah.
And it's
way
awesome.
Better than the Scottish warrior.
He's a warrior.
Yeah, no, I like the psychopath.
Look at my big sword.
Sword.
The ultimate Scottish warrior.
But wink, then, like, wink. His hair would be wet and, like, kind of hanging in his face.
Yeah.
Like, it was just the
like
look.
Like Adam Bomb.
What was good.
Yeah, right.
Because he named the sword after his mom. What was his mom's name again?
Edith.
Martha.
No.
Why did you say that name?
Gunther's about to kill him.
Just give it back to Martha. Why did you say that name?
No, but like he changes it. Like once he feuds with Riddle, he's like, the sword is no longer my mom's name. It's Riddle's mom.
Oh, yeah.
He starts licking it. This is your mom.
Does she have a giant cock?
Maybe.
Oh my God.
All right, knowing so that's Riddle, all for
knowing Riddle, his mom is probably currently hot. You know what I mean? I could see his mom, because what is he, 29, 30?
He's older than that.
You can Riddle? Tell
he's Google his mom.
You can tell he's got his mom's feet for sure.
Yeah. I'm a hurt.
Oh, when the fish came out at the pay-per-view.
Fish. By the way,
fish feet.
You know what came out of his feet this week on Raw?
I didn't see it.
Lion.
Birds!
Oh, birds.
Fucking hell.
There you go. There's his mom. No, it's his wife.
Oh. Yeah, that was his ex-wife.
Yeah.
All right, trivia time.
All right.
Which of these women is Riddle's mom?
Yeah. This is just first to get it. And if you say a name, you're out. Okay. Oh. Understand? Oh,
okay.
Understand?
No.
Yell out anything during the course of my question.
Birds!
It's over. You got it.
That was it.
Which tag team, faction, stable, or group has had the most combined Royal Rumble wins?
Evolution.
That is correct. I thought maybe you guys wouldn't think of Evolution because when you think faction, well, I'm just saying.
I mean,
I think
come on.
My God.
One of the most underrated
factions. So
Triple
H has two.
Batista two.
Orton, yeah.
Flair.
Flair won.
One.
And Flair won. Sorry, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
Wow, wow, wow.
Damn,
suck it, Andrew.
All right.
Seven Royal Rumbles.
Whip it out.
So I want, yeah. Pardon me.
I don't want to make Joker fall again.
I want to thank Brian Hosking for kind of giving me the idea. He said this. This is like all of Evolution's titles and wins.
Yeah,
it's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, it is.
Think of just Orton and Triple H's main titles, how right. many they have combined.
Yeah.
And if you don't even have to count Flair's WCW runs,
right.
just like all these titles and Royal Rumbles and, you know, Money in the Banks, Hall of Fames. Pretty crazy. And then there's one U.S. title run, I guess.
Right.
One time. Because they're always too good to win any of those
Orton
crappy
had
titles.
It for a little bit, I guess.
I don't even remember.
The U.S. title?
Yeah.
All right. Fan questions. The Dashing Dan. So I know you guys are not massive fans of The Miz these days, but he's a solid, safe worker with good mic skills when he gets an ounce of freedom. Could you guys see him in an MVP-type role, being the hype man for a young up-and-coming heel and occasionally stepping in to lose in order to put over the babyface rival? I think he would be awesome in this role.
Yeah, I think he's ready for that type of transition. You know what I mean?
I think so, too.
He's kind of done it all. Like
I think
said.
He would it's do like, good in that role.
Yeah. What, like create
but,
a
even stable.
That was, yeah. That's what was great about Ciampa's promo is he was like, Miz has been a goofball idiot for like the past few years, losing. And he, you know, I helped him bring back his ruthless aggression.
But think about like, if you put, again, these guys all suck by themselves, but like grab a Grayson Waller and who's the little Josh looking guy, Bronson Reed. Put Josh a few of these guys together in a stable for the, that the Miz is running.
Yeah.
And they do whatever the hell he wants.
Let him talk for all of them.
I'm in. Yeah, right. Sure. Exactly.
Orton beat Bobby Roode to win the U.S. title.
Really? Yeah. So it was like later in his career.
Like 2018.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan's brother. How lucky is Otis? I mean, for God's sakes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Vinny the Gooch, I'm hoping that you guys can help me understand a really stupid move that Damian Priest uses quite often. I think they call it the bell ringer. He reaches behind his opponent's head and claps his hands. What the fuck is that? Is this something that's been done by other wrestlers before, or did Mushmouth Dracula come up with it on its own?
No, that was an old move where you're like kind of boxing their ears.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed
to be. It's supposed to stun you a little bit. Like, oh, wow.
Right. Because the hit, you know, it's just, but it sucks. He just claps, but yeah, it's pretty lame.
Yeah.
I won't explain it. It's just lame. Jake Baker, Pushfire Barry, Io cashes in on Rhea, Asuka. She cashes in on Rhea, Asuka, or Theory.
Theory.
I got Theory.
Asuka. Yes.
Push Stop. Theory. Yeah. Stop. I want that belt off him ASAP.
Right.
So then it becomes a women's title because you can't fight a woman. I
mean, fire Rhea.
Right.
You could roll her up. Come on. Aaron Rodgers is not garbage. Pushfire Berry Ice Cream Edition.
Ooh.
Mint Chocolate Chip. Butter Pecan. Rocky Road. What's Rocky Road again?
Like marshmallow and
I don't like any cracker. Of these.
These are really bad. I would push.
I would push Rocky Road.
No, the other one.
I would.
Butter pecan.
Berry, butter pecan, and fire mint chocolate
chip. Mint chocolate chip. I think a lot of people like it. I don't like mint in my ice cream.
No, I don't like minty chocolate.
Ugh. No, that's gross.
Blech. Like eat a Hershey's bar after brushing your teeth.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Tony Khan. Thanks, guys. With Trish saying she's the best women's wrestler of all time and me disagreeing, who do you guys truly think is the GOAT women's wrestler? Hold on. Because we did a bracket.
Yeah.
Oh.
We did a greatest, or, you know, yeah, greatest woman wrestler of all time bracket. Yeah. It's on patreon.com/ What's Wrong With Wrestling.
Wow.
So you can check it out, Tony Khan, because you are a patron.
Might have to update it one day.
Maybe. Drove Doshi, Money in the Bank was my first live pay-per-view, and I absolutely loved it. The chants were awesome from a UK point of view, and the wrestlers' reactions were amazing, especially Roman. Question, I paid around $450 for SmackDown and Money in the Bank tickets for Tier 2 level seats, about 10 rows above floor seats. Is that expensive compared to U.S. prices?
Like $450 each show?
Yeah, for sure.
I would say, for SmackDown, yeah, that's super expensive.
Yikes.
Well, even $450, yeah.
Even for Money in the Bank, that's kind of like, that's kind of maybe like SummerSlam.
It can't be combined because 10 rows back.
Yeah.
I guess he means like 10 rows from the floor. I don't know. It depends where you are.
Like, so like imagine Toyota Center, there's the floor and then that first bowl.
Right.
And then 10 rows up.
Right.
So.
Kind of like pay-per-view,
kind of like almost eye level with the ring.
For a pay-per-view, those are probably like $400 or $500 just for one of those tickets. So it's got to be separate. So I would say that's pretty normal.
Nah.
Justin Stewart, not wrestling related, but I just saw the new poster for the Barbie movie. It's just Margot Robbie's foot. Is Joe okay?
No. No, I'm not.
No, he's really not.
I mean, for God's sakes, I can't.
I don't need my brother's sex noises, okay?
That's Joe coming again. Like again. Me. I mean, come on, we're brothers. You probably come the same way. Speedy McCrab, what's more powerful?
Yeah.
It's such a desperate.
Yeah. Desperate cry for help.
I finally got it. Again, that was me impersonating Tony Khan. That's not really how I come, guys.
Spoiler alert. Like,
it is how he sounds when he comes.
Oh, how would you know, Eric?
I've been there.
Yeah, you will. All right, I'm going to stop here. Let's stop.
All right.
Speedy McCrab, what's more powerful, Otis's Riz?
The fuck is Riz?
Or Riddle's bong water?
All right.
What is Riz?
What is Riz?
Did he mean Jizz?
No, Riz is like his outfit or something.
No. Google Riz.
What?
You got it's
old people Googling.
Charming or seducing manner.
Oh, because he always gets hot chicks?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Bong water still.
Gross.
I guess it's his Jizz. I mean, Riz. Yeah.
Yeah. Otis is Riz Jizz.
For God's sakes, I puked.
Nathan Bain, Pushfire Barry, Bastion Booger, Gobbly Gooker, and Mantar.
Okay. Push the Gooker, Barry Mantar, Fire Bastion Booger.
All right. Thanks for doing that.
Yeah.
Another Pushfire Barry, shit, piss, or farts. It's like, come on, guys. Got to make it like all medium level stuff. You know what I mean?
Push piss.
Yeah.
Push shit out of my butt.
Mikey too crikey. Pushfire Barry, who says, yeah, the best. We got L.A. Knight.
Yeah.
We got John Wick. Yeah. Mm. And then we've got Little John. Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh. I might have to go L.A. Knight on that.
Yeah, push L.A. Knight.
Getting used to his yeah.
Barry, Little John, and Fire Wick.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
I disagree.
Yeah.
Okay. Little John, I mean, remember how over that was?
Sure. Yeah,
Chappelle like show
20 years ago.
Yeah.
One Punch Man, guys, when going to a WWE show, who's been your favorite / first number one female wrestler that just made you bust a nut seeing them live? For me, it was Mandy Rose, seeing her in Glasgow. Those gold pants, 11 out of 10.
Probably Liv Morgan at Elimination Chamber when she pressed her ass through the fucking chains.
That was really good. That was really good.
I hate to say it, but for me,
Zelina Vega,
the Sitch.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Joe back in the day,
pre-Sitch. Joe,
I got her ace hole on a picture. I was like,
Joe
right
didn't
there.
Even touch her, and he still got the Sitch.
Yeah.
I know.
You know, and that's like a 2 month thing.
I was in the same building.
To get over.
Yeah. Right.
You get penicillin shot for that.
Yeah. I mean, Zelina Vega in Philly.
Yeah, Zelina Vega in Philly, because her back was towards us the whole match.
Oh, man.
That was fantastic.
Yeah.
Nicholas.
Fantastic.
Nicholas Mason, not a question. Just want to acknowledge how bad and botched that tag team turmoil match on Raw was. Just to have Sonya and Chelsea be number one contenders anyway.
Again.
Donald Alexander, what would Rey Mysterio telling Dominic about the birds and the bees sound like? Oh, boy. Who wants to take this one?
That's Joe.
What would Rey Mysterio telling Dominic about the birds and the bees sound like?
Well, you see, Dominic, gosh, it's weird because I haven't had sex yet. I heard that there's birds have penises and bees have vaginas. I don't know. I did not knock up your mother. Your father is Eddie.
Oh my God. I knew that, Dad. I really knew that already. But yes. I already know about the birds and the bees. You don't. It's when a woman puts on the strap on and she fucks you from behind. Rhea's already done this many times, Dad.
Just
I
like
already
a
know.
Bee.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what?
Yeah, sorry.
Birds and bees. Drunk Volfan, is there any other story right now for Priest besides cashing on Finn if he beats Rollins? Seems like they either have him cash in soon or he holds it for a long time. He's definitely not cashing in on Roman. That's for sure.
Priest. And a move no one saw coming and will ever see again as the fans quit the WWE.
Jalen Silva, all right, no more games. It's been 7 years. Who threw the fucking pie at Kevin Owens?
Holy shit.
Oh, man.
The biggest who mystery. Who did it? The cameraman, I guess.
We know who did it. It was Hornswoggle.
Ah, fuck.
It's always Hornswoggle. Kimbo, who are your top two picks for a future endeavor this year? Aaliyah, Apollo Crews, B-Fab, Bronson Reed, Chelsea Green, Bronson Dana Brooke, Dexter Lumis, Emma, Madcap Moss, Umberto, Piper Niven, Tegan Nikes, or Xia Li. This wasn't even my full list. I got one for you.
Bronson Reed.
I got one for you. All Bray right. Wyatt.
Yeah, I mean, that list. Maybe not Chelsea Green.
Aaliyah.
Wait, what do you mean Bray Wyatt?
Bray Wyatt will be future endeavor this year.
Yeah.
He's still being paid right now?
Yeah, well, sure. He's still there. He's still under contract.
Yeah. Know.
There were rumors that he's been around and he's returning soon. Who knows?
Who the fuck knows?
Right.
The Big Full, if WWE does a WrestleMania in Australia, you boys can stay with me. I'll just have to get some more kangaroos for you to ride around on.
Ha ha, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. I imagine that's exactly what it's like.
Yeah, for sure.
Danny DeVito's duck. What's your top two favorite American food items you love and two you hate?
American food items?
My favorite American food here is Mexican food.
Yep.
Tex-Mex is different than Mexican
pizza,
food.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, pizza is Italian. Yeah, what is American food? It's hamburgers. Just everything that's here.
I do love hamburgers.
Yeah, hamburgers aren't even American.
Burgers and pizza.
Yes, they are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
They weren't invented here.
Nothing right. was invented here. This country's only a couple hundred years old.
I mean, as far as like two things I hate squash and I hate hard-boiled eggs.
I hate seafood.
Okay.
So,
I hate?
Tex-Mex and Italian food. Come on. Joseph.
Yeah, Indian food? Never been. Oh, curry? Oh,
you're missing out.
Joseph Ryling, so is Shane of the Face or Ronda? Follow-up, do we give a fuck about their feud?
No, we don't.
No.
Pass.
Carlos Ramirez, do you guys prefer long and skinny or short and thick? By this, I mean the ladders used in wrestling.
Short and thick.
And also maybe cock.
You would.
Yeah.
And also maybe cock.
Eric, fuck, marry, kill, Japanese edition. Io Sky, Asuka, Kairi Sane. Wow.
Ooh, I'm going to. Ooh.
You know what?
I'm killing Asuka, I think.
I'm going to marry Kairi Sane and fuck Io.
I'm going to marry Io and fuck Kairi.
I'm going to marry Asuka, fuck Io, and kill Kairi.
All right.
We're all different. Lesser known Saint. Thanks, guys. Do you think WWE missed out on Logan Paul wrestling Nakamura in a Suicide Forest match? Back to you.
Wow. You know, Asuka's a big Simpsons fan, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess we're going to fuck her, Eric. I don't know.
Together?
Is she going to do Simpsons trivia with us later this month?
Maybe.
Alan, who would be your dream opponent for MJF, dead or alive?
Seth Rollins.
Macho Man.
Oh, dead or alive, yeah. Macho Man.
Stone Cold.
Stone Cold.
Yeah,
Stone Cold.
Rip.
I mean, no.
I know, The Stone Rock versus MJF in their like a promo battle would be pretty
right.
awesome.
That'd be sick.
I mean, MJF's a chicken shit heel and Stone Cold is a badass. I would love that. Mm. That would be great. Great promo battles as well.
Yeah.
Bill Capri, question for Joe. Would you slap Riddle's feet for 20 minutes for $100,000?
20 minutes? No.
You can do it.
No. Huh?
No.
Would you do it for 50,000?
Wait. That's less.
$500.
Yes.
What would your what would it take?
A hot dog and a handshake.
Not 100,000.
No, 100,000 it'd be tough, but I'd probably get through it for 100,000.
Yeah.
I think anything less than five figures though, I'm out.
Okay.
But you can't come in the 20 minutes. You can't come.
Damn.
You can only come once, so use it wisely.
Can I squint my eyes so it might look like a woman's foot?
Sure.
Carlos Rivera, hey guys, what are your top three favorite wrestling video games of all time? Do you plan on getting Fight Forever? I'll get it when it goes
half
off. I've
done this question like 10 times.
For yeah. sure. Like the first two SmackDown games on PlayStation, yeah, I loved.
Here Comes the Pain. The first SmackDown versus Raw was amazing. No Mercy 64 was awesome.
That's what Fight Forever was based off of.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, maybe one of our fans might get it for us, you know? They've gotten the WWE games for us. We'll see.
Right.
We could do a Patreon episode playing that game. It looks really fun. It's very glitchy. I've seen footage of the Fight Forever game. It looks actually a lot of fun, but it's also very glitchy. But so is the WWE game.
It's also very sexual with Cody doing those push-ups.
Mm, those cock push-ups.
Cock push-ups.
Omar, I would like to vote for a Patreon bonus episode of Ask a Pervert JR Anything. That could be fun.
Oh, boy.
Just fan questions. 50 fan questions.
Right.
That could get old pretty fast. Andy Piccone, Pushfire Barry, climbing a ladder slowly with nobody around. Referees who have no idea what's going on when someone cashes in. Announcers who act like a cage / Hell in a Cell are not just fences.
Okay. Yeah. It's true.
I don't know. What are we pushing? I don't know. They all suck, I guess. I don't know.
I guess push refs
down the stairs.
Rito has another push Barry fire. Well, okay. Push fire Barry. Mm-hmm. While nude, break down one of your favorite matches to your favorite porn star. So is she nude or is she clothed?
I'm assuming it's pre-sex. Go ahead.
Roadhead on a drive to Florida with no AC from your favorite female wrestler.
No AC.
What's wrong with you? Suck.
Go ahead.
Be stuck in an apartment for 24 hours with your childhood celeb crush the way she was when you were younger.
Well, that.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, right. That's not like.
Well, the
fucking,
only one that's guaranteed
that's
sex
the only
is
one
the
that,
Roadhead.
That's not basically Saw.
Yeah, like your favorite female wrestler is giving you Roadhead, but it's horrible for her,
right?
Because it's in Florida and there's no air conditioning.
Yeah,
so she's just sucking your swamp cock,
sweaty balls. Unless you've used Manscaped.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Dylan, have you guys seen some of the Dark Side of the Ring stories this season? Some crazy shit, man.
I haven't watched them yet.
I haven't have either. Watched. Yes,
I've watched the Sunny one. That's it.
I haven't watched any.
They're really good, like usual. Mm. S. Thorne, Pushfire Barry, WWE moments, choppy, choppy, yo, pee-pee, Kane electrocuting Shane's nuts, or Heidenreich raping Cole.
Fire that.
Yeah.
Push the Kane electrocuting Shane's nuts.
And Barry choppy, choppy the pee-pee.
Yeah.
Because apparently his dick curled up like the Wicked Witch's feet.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what
shrinkage. Yeah. The fuck.
Carolyn
they didn't notice they didn't like chop his dick off.
Just imagine it like you're
right. Like inverted. Well, I don't see any blood in a
well, the lights
laying around.
The lights turned off.
Oh, well, yeah.
Or like in the Pick of Destiny where he just his dick comes out of his pants to press the button.
Cock push up.
Carolyn Holly, Fuck Mary Kill Man Edition. Oh, it's back.
Yeah.
All right.
Roman Reigns, Jason Momoa, Chris Hemsworth.
I'd fuck them all, guys.
I'm gonna I'm gonna fuck Momoa. I'm gonna kill Reigns.
Always and, kill Reigns.
Marry Hemsworth.
I'm gonna do that too,
you
Eric.
You can't say that anymore.
I'm gonna do that.
We can't say that anymore.
I said it.
You can't say always said it. Kill blood.
That's anymore. Why she gave us this question. She wanted to hear that phrase.
She wanted to hear it.
Yeah.
Ricochet, not a question, just a correction. Becky's Money in the Bank attire was Siren? Come on, Siren. Hamilton.
Siren?
Is that an X-Man?
Oh, so it wasn't the person you said, Banshee.
Who the fuck is Siren?
Spell it right.
Yeah.
Josh.
S-I-R. Well, it's not spelled like Siren.
Yeah.
It's not spelled correctly.
What the fuck?
Oh, you're right. Yeah, it totally is.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I don't even know who... Siren?
Who are you?
Right.
Yeah, it's totally Siren.
Okay. Well, there it is.
Okay.
Yeah, Eric, I guess you're not a...
You fucking mark!
Hashtag blessed.
No, I'm just kidding.
Hashtag blessed.
PCJ... Fuck, Marry, Kill, MILF edition. This is much better.
Did you ask for Fuck, Marry, Kills this
week?
No.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I asked.
Go.
Mickey James, Trish Stratus, Lacey Evans.
Interesting.
Fuck, Marry, Kill?
Yeah, you fuck Mickey, you marry Trish.
Killed Lacey.
I think I would marry Lacey.
No.
And fuck Trish and kill Mickey James?
No. Are you serious?
Mickey James?
Still fucking
Mickey
hot.
Mickey James?
Lacey Evans is, I don't know, 15 years younger and hot.
So?
Huh? Oh, that's
all right. Have
these two chose Kevin Owens' body over Sammy Guevara's.
Put your cock in a headlock.
Sorry,
cock lock.
Can you? It's like a nut.
Kind of like
you like a nutcracker.
Little headlock.
He's a cock knocker.
Andre Palazzolo, not a question, but the greatest pro wrestler of all time is no debate. Carmelo Hayes. Wow.
Okay.
Interesting
opinions.
Okay, whatever you say.
You fucking mark.
Whatever you say, Andre. Todd Fricker, well, now we're even. I won my $1 bet back for the Damian Priest bet. I had owed you $1 from our bet 2 years ago. I had Josh having sex in 2022 and I lost.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
There you
just
go.
By the hair of his dick. Jason Dearham, is it just me or do you cringe when you see them setting up two tables next to each other, like in Money in the Bank with Ricochet and Logan Paul?
Yes.
No, it was Logan Paul and Priest setting up the two tables.
Yeah.
Sure, you know they're going to go through one table properly, but they're just going to hit their head or fuck some other body part up on the edge of the second table for fuck's sake.
Yeah, is it safer to put them on top of each other in a weird way? Just think about it.
You have to have the same kind of accuracy almost.
Yeah.
Right. Well, usually when they do that, it's four tables.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Right. Fuck.
Just to be sure.
Yeah, exactly. All right, that is all for fan questions. Boom. So make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Follow the show on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt or hat or beanie at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And become a supporter of the show. Get all the bonus podcasts. You want to hear more of us? Go to patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Stickers and mugs.
Stickers, mugs. All that good stuff.
That's right.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh, no.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Duration and SuperDeck products May 17th through the 20th. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I was hours into a hunt for new digs at the local shopping mall and losing steam fast when fate intervened.
Drumsticks, get your drumsticks!
Nutty, sweet drumstick? What luck!
One drumstick, please.
Here you go.
This is hot! And made of chicken.
I want an ice-cold, creamy, crunchy drumstick sundae cone.
You and me both, buddy. But that's the vendor next door.
Drumsticks.
But that line is 3 miles long. Oh, well. Another day, another drumstick.
Justin and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.